I'm Brother Hammett. It's a joy to have you in worship today. If you're worshiping at home, I invite you to prepare yourself and your surroundings. This is the Advent season, and if you want, you can make a simple Advent wreath. Just take 5 candles, one in the center, 4 around it, and join us when we light one in the service in just a few minutes. We usually celebrate communion on the first Sunday of the month, and you're welcome to join us for that as well. Just have a little bread and grape juice or wine for everyone. Please let us know that you're here by scanning the QR code with the camera on your phone or smart device, or just post a comment in the chat. I pray God blesses you through this service. We'll begin in just a moment.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to Asbury. It is a joy to see all of you this morning, and I want to thank you for being with us today. If you are here, I've got a bit of good news. You've started off the year right. You are on track for 100% attendance at church this year. And amen. And hey, and just like in elementary school, if you make it to the end of the year, we'll have an assembly where we give you a certificate. So keep going. I'm Nick Schimmer. I'm one of the pastors here. I'm thankful that you're with us this morning. If you're joining online, good morning and Happy New Year. Brother Hammett is out this morning. He is on a well-deserved vacation. He is somewhere in Georgia. I think he's around the Atlanta area visiting friends. And so please be in prayer for him and Michelle as they travel back this week. And he will be back next Sunday. I do want to take a few moments and share a little bit of good news with you before we get started. For those of you that had an opportunity to participate in all that we did on Christmas Day, you saw that it was an amazing day in the life of Asbury. I think we had about 30 to 40 people come to our Christmas morning service. A lot of little children were here that morning in their pajamas. There were pastors here in their pajamas, and then there was Children at Heart, a bunch of older folks who were here and enjoyed in the time. And then that afternoon, we had an incredible turnout for Stone Soup. So I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you for all that you did to help make that day truly special. Whether you were here in person, whether you donated warm clothing and blankets for Stone Soup, even if you just prayed for what was going on, God puts all of that to purpose. And so thank you for everything that happened to make that day a special day at Asbury. Next Sunday is a wonderful Sunday in the life of our church because we really kind of get going again with our normal schedule. Sunday school will fire back up. The youth will return and start meeting again on Sunday afternoons. The children ministry will resume as well. It's our Baptism of the Lord Sunday. It's also Epiphany Sunday, and so it's a great way to come in and experience the blessings of that time. We will do communion next week, just so you know, because we knew that with it being January 1st, there'd be several folks missing today. So communion next week, so look forward to that. We will also be starting a new sermon series called What Did Jesus Preach? And so our focus over that time will be the things that Jesus spoke about and taught us. We know Jesus did so many wonderful miracles and healings. We're going to focus on what he said, and it's going to help us to understand some of those deep and hard issues that impact us in our lives. And so we hope that you're here for that as we begin that next week. And with that, I'd like for you to take a moment, if you would, as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, and stand up and greet your neighbor with a Happy New Year, a warm handshake, or a friendly hug, however you need to do that.
Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. A new day has dawned, a new year begun. O Lord, call us so we may hear your voice. The world turns to hopes and dreams of the future. O Lord, keep us in your ways and on your path. We enter this new year with hope and excitement. O Lord, remind us that you lead us, O Lord. Guide us as we look to you and worship you. Amen. Remain standing and turn to page 369 in your hymnals. Please join me in the invocation. God of all time, we praise and adore you for breaking into the darkness of this world with the glorious light of your presence, a light which made your love for the world visible in the babe born in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, a light which guided those gift-bearing travelers from afar to find and worship the Christ child. A light which leads us to you, now revealed in Jesus Christ. We pray that you will accept our worship, for it arises from hearts and minds in awe over the enormity of your gift to us of pure love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We now invite our children to join Miss Nicole for the children's message.
Short. Hi. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi. Do you know what today is? Do you know what today is?
Wednesday.
Not Wednesday.
New Year's.
It's New Year's. Do you know what year it is now? Do you know what year it is? It's 2023. Can you say that?
2023.
perfect. 2023. And you know what that means? That means it's a brand new year, and we get to do all kinds of things. We get to have Valentine's Day again. We get to have Christmas again. Do you want to have Christmas again?
Yeah.
We get to go to the park. What else do you want to do this year?
Christmas Day.
You want to have Christmas again?
Yeah.
Do you want to have Easter?
Yeah.
Do you want to eat candy?
Yeah.
Do you want to eat pizza? That's right. That's perfect. We're going to do all those things this year. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes in a new year, when we don't know exactly what's going to happen.
No.
No, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we know some things. But maybe our plans change sometimes.
It was raining outside, it was snowing.
That's right. It was snowing?
Yeah.
Do you want to...
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. That's right. Well, you know what? In 2023, we don't have to be nervous. We don't have to be worried because God is going to be with us. Can you say, God is with me?
God is with me.
God is with me. That's right. In 2023 and 2024, he's going to be with us. So we don't have to be nervous or worried, right? So we're going to feel happy, right? Can you show me your happy face? Tristan, can you show me your happy face? We're going to be excited. Can you say, yay?
Yeah.
Yay, that's right. But we're not going to be worried, right? Because who's going to be with us? God. Can you say it?
God!
God is going to be with us. That's right. Okay, do y'all want to pray? You want to pray with me? All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us this new year. Help us to live it the way that you have planned it. We love you very much. Amen.
Amen. Good job.
While that children's message was a private screening for the Smith kids, I do know that all of you get just as much out of Miss Nicole's messages as they do. And it might be better that we just leave it there and I just skip the sermon this morning. What do you think? I do want to tell you that I have, for some reason, Asbury Seminary has decided to go ahead and give me a degree, so I have completed seminary. And I'm not saying... I'm not saying that for applause. I think there's weeping in Wilmore, Kentucky, because there's less money coming into the coffers now. But I do say that because it is with great joy, as many of you know, when I took over the youth ministry program here at Asbury, the job of pastoral care moved out of my office, and that's nursing home visits and things like that. I will be reassuming that role now that seminary is over, and so I'm thankful for that opportunity to go and visit our folks that can't always be at church as much as they would like. If you have a loved one who is on our nursing home list, you will see an email from me this week, and that's to verify addresses and things like that, so please look for that and respond. And if you know of anyone at any time who needs a visit, you should have my phone number, my email's in the bulletin. Please reach out to me and let me know. With that, I invite us with one heart to go to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, what a beautiful morning it is to be here in your church to praise and glorify your name. As we start this new year together, God, we come into it with so much hope. We see so much that we want to do differently. But we also look back on 2022 and see the things that we are proud of. Help us above all else, God, to see all the ways in which you blessed us in the last year. And let us lean into hope that only comes from faith in you through Jesus Christ. Today we come to you, God, looking to be strengthened by your Spirit as we move into the new year. Help us to be that image of Christ that you call us to be to all those that we encounter. Because God, we know that at times we may be the only image of Christ that people see. Now, this morning we pray for all of those among us who are hurting. We pray for all of those who wake up today and are alone, feel lost. We pray for all of those, God, who wake up this morning and have turned away from you. By your Spirit and your power, draw them back into your loving arms. We pray for all of those in our Asbury community who are in need of healing and love. We pray specifically for Clifford Smith and for Barbara Clark. We pray for June Glazier and Val Carr. We pray for Gene Hammett, for Mark Schimmer. We pray for Edith Pulley, Hugh Roberts. We pray for Becky Sage. And we pray for all of those, God, whose names sit at the tops of our hearts, the front of our minds, and the tips of our tongues. We know that you are at work in all of their lives in a mighty and powerful way. So we ask today, above all else, for your peace. And God, we gather this morning, as we always do, to give you thanks for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this season of Christmas, help us to look into the manger and see the hope that you want us to see. We thank you for everything that he is. We thank you for everything he has taught us and everything he will teach us. And above all else, God, we thank you for the power of prayer, for this moment where we can come to you with our burdens and our joys and lay them at your feet. And we thank you for knowing how to pray. Jesus taught us that with the Lord's Prayer, which we'll now in one voice together say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare our hearts and minds for this time of offering, I do want to let you know of something that's coming, and it's coming very soon. Brother Hammett laid out during November, our stewardship month, a vision for Asbury for 2023 and beyond. And we're thinking about four concepts for our church. We're thinking about embracing others, connecting with the community, loving others, and serving others. And those four principles will guide us going forward. And one thing that you will see probably next Sunday is an opportunity to sign up for missions and ministries at Asbury that fit within those four categories. And so I ask that you pray during this week for where God is calling you to serve in this coming year. And where does it fit there? And then when you come to church next week, you should see the opportunities to sign up for those. Who knows, there might be something that God is calling you to do that'll lead you out of your comfort zone. And when that happens, God always does something amazing. Let's pray during this time of offering. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for this blessed moment. We thank you that we have the opportunity to participate in your kingdom building endeavor. We thank you that as your children, you call us to move into this community and to make a difference. We have seen the power of what happens when we step out in faith and trust in you. We've seen it at Stone Soup. We've seen it on mission trips. We've seen it through our food and diaper pantry. And God, we sit here today excited, knowing that your story with us is not done and that you will lead us to new things. So through our time, our talents, and our financial gifts, help us to step out in faith, Lord, to meet the call that you call us to. We ask all this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A a song, high above the tree with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
A reading from the book of Colossians. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
I made that wonderful announcement about graduating from seminary a couple of weeks ago, and the counter to that is that this morning I actually did a big pastor no-no, just so you know, from this scripture. One of the things that they teach you in seminary is that you're never supposed to start a preaching passage with the word therefore. And here's the exegetical reason for that. It's the only exegetical thing I'm going to give you all morning. What comes after the therefore is directly dependent on what comes before the therefore. And so you see this often in Paul's letters, is he will talk about a condition in a church, like here in this church in Colossae, and then he'll say, therefore, and he will give you then the ideal, a life in Christ. And so I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of what Paul is talking about. He's talking about immoral, unethical behavior. And the very Cliff Notes version of that is that Paul is describing things that when we engage in them, they become destructive. They become destructive in our relationship with God. They become destructive with our families. And they become destructive to our own soul. That's what you need to know about the therefore before. But this morning, we're thinking about New Year's. And there's some among you, maybe not all, but there's some among you that are thinking about things you want to do differently in life. This is a great time of year if you own a gym, if you create diet plans, if you write self-help books. It's a wonderful time of year. But here's something very, very interesting about those. And the reason why we come to it is because we are seeking to change in some way. It's very, very uncomfortable in life just to stay where we are. And the old saying in life is always this: you're either growing or you're going backwards. You're never truly staying the same. And so we take inventory of our life and we think, how can we improve? And as children of God, as followers of Christ, I think our goal is always to seek ways in which we can be transformed, to have a heart that is more like Jesus Christ. And so we look for ways to add to. We make commitments. We're going to read the Bible more in 2023. By the way, if you got the Asbury Five Things email, I sent out a link that will allow you to read the Bible in a year. I send that out every year. I know of one person that has done it so far in 4 years. But if you do something like that, and you get to the end of the year, you know what you do then? You read it again. And you do it every year. We seek to pray more. We seek to do all of these things that we know we should do and add to our lives. But this morning, I don't want to talk about things we need to add to our lives. I want to talk about something we need to let go in our lives. And so I want to ask you a simple question. Who do you need to forgive? It reminds me of a story that I've heard about a preacher who was doing something very similar that I'm doing this morning. He was giving a sermon on forgiving your enemies. And he went a long time. He went 45 minutes preaching on forgiving your enemies, thinking that it was really going to hit home. And at the end of the sermon, he asked the congregation, he said, raise your hand if you're ready to forgive your enemies. And about half the congregation raised their hand. So he thought to himself, I guess I didn't get through to them. I better preach longer. 20 minutes later, he asked the same question, and about 80% of the congregation raised their hand. And so he thought, well, we're almost there. I'll preach even longer. 15 minutes later, he asked the same question. Now, at this time, I would imagine, first of all, it's not a Methodist church, right, if he's preaching that long. But number two, the people are probably starting to think, I got to get home and get ready for Sunday dinner, or I'm going to miss my tea time. So I better raise my hand. So he asks again, who forgives their enemies? And everybody raises their hand but one little old lady in the back. And he sees her, and he looks, and he says, Mrs. Jones, why didn't you raise your hand? And she said, well, I don't have anybody to forgive. And he goes, I don't believe that. How old are you? She says, I'm 93 years old. And he goes, well, why don't you come down here and tell us why you don't have anybody to forgive? And so the sweet little old lady got up and worked her way down to the front, slowly turned and faced the congregation and said, I don't have anybody to forgive because I've outlived them all. That is one way to approach forgiveness in our life. But this morning, what I want to talk about, what I want us to think about, is the idea of unilateral forgiveness. It's the hardest type of forgiveness you can give because it requires you to forgive someone that doesn't want it, that isn't asking for it, and that you know if you forgive them, they're not going to change anyway. There's another piece to unilateral forgiveness that we struggle with, And that's the ability to forgive ourselves sometimes. If there's one person in the Bible who had a reason to hold a grudge and to never let it go, it was Joseph. Not Joseph, the stepdad of Jesus, but Joseph, Genesis Joseph. Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for you kids and you kids at heart. Joseph, as the youngest of 12, quickly became hated by his brothers because of how much he was loved by his father. So much to the point that they threw him into a pit, which may seem far-fetched, but it only seems far-fetched to those of you that haven't raised multiple boys. And then they sold him into slavery, where he ended up in prison, involved in a scandal, and was so far away from that loving place that he called home. If anybody had a reason to be angry and to be unforgiving, it was Joseph. But here's what Joseph also was. Joseph was unwaveringly faithful. Joseph was able to see something that a lot of us struggle to see, and I'll begin with myself right here, which is God's abundant blessings in the moment. God came to Joseph through dreams. That was how Joseph ascended to the heights of Egypt, to the right hand of Pharaoh. He was able to analyze dreams that God had shown him. And it's because of that, because of Joseph's trials, because of the horrible things he went through where he was wronged by others, that God put it to purpose and Joseph saved his people, including his family, from famine. And one of the most beautiful moments in the entire Bible, and I encourage you to read it, is the moment where Joseph sees his brothers again. Joseph doesn't berate them. Joseph doesn't demean them. He doesn't turn from them. He forgives them. Because what Joseph is able to understand is that even though something horrible has been done to him, even though something horrible has happened and life did not turn out the way he thought, God took all of that and used it to bless multitudes. And so Joseph was able in his faith to let go. That is a hard thing to do. It is a hard thing to forgive those who have deeply hurt us, especially when we deeply hurt ourselves. You know, those things that wake you up in the middle of the night at 1 a.m. that you remember that you did 20 years ago. Sometimes it's the silly things you did in high school, but sometimes it's the other things that just bother you and keep you up at night. And so give me a moment. I want to share with you a story about the struggle of personal forgiveness, because this is very personal. About 4 years ago, my wife's father came to live with us. My wife's father was a long-term military man. He served 30 years in the Army. And he fought in the first Gulf War. And he saw some horrible things. And when he came home, his way of dealing with the horrible things he saw was to fall into a life of substance abuse. And it destroyed a lot of relationships, including one with his own daughter. We hadn't seen him for 3 or 4 years prior to this. But we were his last place to go. And Jen, being an only child, wanted to be the fixer. And so we brought him to live with us. And we spent 3 years at VA appointments and therapists and doctor's appointments and rehabs. And time again, no matter how hard we tried, we would find empty bottles under his bed. We would have to call the EMT. I distinctly remember on Christmas Eve 1 year, EMTs in our house taking him out while my children sat on the couch and watched. And the hardest part about it, when you have someone who is in a bad place, is that you can't always love them to where you want them to go. There are things that you want to do and you want to be able to do, but it's things that only God can do. And so we reached a point where it became unsafe for him to live in our house. And we knew we had to let him go. And I remember that day. I remember loading up his stuff into my car to drive him to a hotel. And I remember Jennifer hugging her father and saying, you know, Daddy, I love you, but I don't think I'll ever see you again. And within a year, we were burying him. And the hard part for us was not forgiving him. He was gone. The hard part was learning how to forgive ourselves. And so when you talk about unilateral forgiveness, sometimes those things, the hurt that someone else causes you and your own need to forgive yourself, become intertwined. And it's hard to separate the two. And it is only through Christ that we are able to do that. One of the last words that Jesus said on the cross was, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. That was Christ asking for our forgiveness when we didn't want it, when we didn't deserve it, and when we weren't seeking it. I firmly believe that when we are unable to forgive others and when we're unable to forgive ourselves, we create this blockade in our hearts. It's like a disease. And if we don't release it, if we don't let it go, then we don't leave the room for Christ to come in and transform. When I love what Paul says, he talks about bearing with one another and forgiving one another. There's a big difference here, because bearing with one another is two people sitting next to each other that didn't vote for the same president. Sometimes you just got to bear with one another. Or it's a Missouri fan sitting next to Arkansas fans, right? We'll see y'all Wednesday. But forgiving one another comes from a deep place. It comes from a place of deep love, of saying that the hurts you have caused me are not greater than the God who loves me. And when we are able to do that, when we are able to find that peace, then we open ourselves up to the transformation we are really seeking. Gym memberships are great. Diet plans are great. Self-help books are great. You can gain from all of that. In fact, I don't know how many of you go to the gym regularly, but I know tomorrow is going to be a nightmare if you do. It'll be a lot of people. But in this spiritual transformation that we are seeking, where we are asking God to make us whole, to fully redeem us, part of that is not going to be what God can give us, but it's going to be what God tells us to let go of. That gives us the peace of Christ. It allows the gospel message to dwell richly in us. It allows gratitude and wisdom to pour out of us. Simply put, when we learn to let go, when we learn to forgive, we can truly live in Christ, for Christ, and of Christ. I say that in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, amen. Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, I thank you so much for this morning. I thank you for these folks who are here today, who have joined us online. I thank you that you call us together as your children to receive your love, to be changed by you, to open our eyes to what we need to do and what we need to drop. And so, God, in this new year, I ask that you help us to let go of what is inside that is causing us hurt. Help us to see not just how to do it, but help us to see the beauty in doing it. It's in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. I do invite you to please stand and join me as we affirm our faith together. This morning we will be joining together in the Apostles' Creed. It's on number 882 in your hymnal, or it is printed in your bulletin. Please join me. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. If you have been visiting with us for some time and you do wish to become part of the Asbury family, we would love to have you join us. We would love to make that happen. Just simply let us know or come down during this final hymn and we can get you joined to our beautiful church. If you want to know more about Asbury and its missions and ministries, if you are seeking baptism or to reaffirm your faith, at the back of your bulletin is the email addresses for both Brother Hammond and I. Reach out to us at any time, and we would love to make that happen. I invite you to join me in our last hymn today. It is our hymn of commitment, How Great Thou Art, on number 77 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. A big thank you to Becky once again for being with us. It's always a blessing when Becky is with us, and Diana will be back next week along with the choir, which is great. That will hide my voice, which I had to listen to this morning. I didn't get to stand as close to Caleb as Amy did, so I had to hear myself. Next week, January 8th, Baptism of the Lord Sunday, Epiphany, Covenant Renewal Sunday. Sunday school starts again, youth starts again, children start again. Donuts will be back. It's a great Sunday to return to Asbury. I thank you for being here today. I pray this service was a blessing to you. Brother Hammett will be back next week to get our new sermon series kicked off. So once again, pray for him for safe travels on the way home. Receive this benediction. Serve your God with patience and with passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit that works within you. And may peace be your way in the world. God loves you. Happy New Year. Go in peace. Amen.